Achas, it's also a mum. The Chum said back, no, even though you have some nose there, you can't go straight across, but if the nose looks funny, too short or very long, that's also a psul, it's not called Shava Bizarroi Shalaran. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. That may you hold up Mem Dalam Amar Aleph. You're in the middle of explaining here the Shal about Einoi. So Mishnah said what? That Shtei Ein of Lamala. If he has two eyes on top, so that's also called a mum. At least he's not Ein Shav of Zara Shalaran. So Mishnah says, what does it mean to say? My, what does it mean to say Shtei Ein of Lamala? He has two eyes on top. And Shtei Ein of Lamata, two eyes on bottom. Then, if you want to tell me, means Shtei Ein of Lamala means the Chazi Lamala. Maybe his two eyes are in the right place, just he's always looking upwards. Maybe that's a mum. And Shtayin of Lamata would mean the Chazal Lamata, he always looks downwards. His eyes always looks downwards. And then Einri Achas Lamata, the Einri Achas Lamata, the Mishnah says that the one eye is up, one eye is down, maybe it means to say the Chazi Einri Achas Lamata, the Einri Achas Lamala. That with one eye he always sees upwards, and with the other eye he always sees downwards. So maybe that's the Pshat. So Gemara said, no, that can't be the Pshat. Because if so, Ella, that's what the Mishnah says, Shtei Ein of Lamala, and the Master Kasha, if so, and the Kashmir is, if so, Einoi Achas Lamata, the Chosi, you want to say it means the Chosi, Einoi Achas Lamata, then Achas Lamala, if so, the Master question, Hainu, that's the same thing as the Mishnah says, Roy Yefached Vesaliyah, Ki Achas, the Mishnah says that separately. That a person sees, like, with one eye he sees upstairs, he sees the attic. With one eye he sees the downstairs, the cheder, that's a mum. So what's different about Achas Lamata, the Achas Lamala? Why is it two separate cases? So verses Rabbi Nechamami, El of Shana Mishnah is like this. El Shtei Ein of Lamala, two eyes are up. That means to say, the Kaimo Lamala. That means to say, his two eyes, the balls itself are on top of the forehead. It's not in the right place, it's way high up. And Shtei Ein of Lamata means the Kayom Lamata, means his two eyes, the eyeballs themselves, are below on the face and not in a normal place. That's called the Mum. Then Ein Achas Lamala, Ein Achas Lamata, means the Kaimo Ein Achas Lamala, Ein Achas Lamata. Then the Chanami, that one is on top and one is on bottom. Now then the Mishnah says another case, that what's going to be the Kaimo Kisidra Nami, but even in the case where the two eyes are on the right spot, and the Lamas are there on the right level, but just Beroyes Acheder, with one eye he always sees downstairs, like V'yesaliyah Kachas, and with the other eye he always sees up, the other eye he sees upstairs. That's also called a mum. That's the pshat. The ratio means where the eyes themselves are above, or top of the place, or on bottom, and then it means even the normal, just he always sees one up and one down. Another one says, we know in a minute. How do we know this? All these mumim apply to the eye also. The Tanur Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says, V'einai. It says next to word here, be'enoi. Rashi says it says, tvolol be'enoi. It says by a kayin, if his eyes like are mixed up. And Rashi says, really, the heavenly limit of the apostle just should have wrote, dak tvolol. And I would know by myself, it's only talking about the eye. So why do the Torah have to say separately, be'enoi? So we dash in, kol mashe be'enoi. Anything that's in the eye has a mum. What does that mean to say? Mikanam, from here we learn how to dash in, that shteyein of lamata. If two of his eyeballs are down on the face, Shtein of Lamala, two of them are above on his forehead. There's Eilid Achas Lamala, Jenechas Lamata, one is above and one is on bottom. Or else, for Reyes Achedi Vesali Kachas, even though they're on the same level, but he sees with one eye up and one eye down, that's all Mumim, that's all Nichta on the Prostak of the Deinoi. Or else, Oy Shemadabrim Chaveroi, he's talking to his friend, the Yachar Oyma Uli Reya, and as if someone else says, I see him. In other words, he's talking to you, and it looks as if he's looking at somebody else. That's also called the mum in the eye. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan by this. The Pasuk says, Iver, he's blind, so he dash and that's the mum, Bein Suma B'Shtei Einov, Bein Suma B'Yachas Meinov. Whether he's blind in two eyes, or whether he's even blind in one eye, that's also called the mum. Yeah. Now, when it says Ben Sum Shteinu, now, Chavo V'Yamayim Hakfui Minayin. How do we know to say the moon we had before, where there are white spots on the eye, or else the eyes are always tearing? How do we know that's the psul? Tamlim, the Pesuk says, Ish Iver. So the next word Ish, Ish Iver is Timan, but Rashi says, Meribud Ish. The word Ish is extra, even these other Mumim also. Omer Rav, now Rav explains, Lomeli the cost of Rachmona Ish Iver Dak Tvola Beinon. How come it has to say all these different Mumim, and let us just say one of them, learn out one from the other? So much as no trich, we need all the Kedushim here. Because the cost of Rachmon Iver would have just wrote just the word blind, Mishum Beres Naya Klal. Iver is the mashma, but he doesn't have any eyes at all. The eyes were taken out, he has no eyes, that's a mum. Avu Chavu Biyamayim Makfuyim. But the case was down there are white spots on the eye, or they're just tearing his eyes, even though he can't see. But still, the Yishnayu Bey, he has the mice, his eyes there. So I would have thought to say, no, maybe that's not called a mum. Therefore, Kosov Rachmon also wrote the word Ish. He might be even these two also. Now, the Kosov Rachmon Ish, that would just wrote the word Ish. Ish Iver, Mishum Delay Kokozi. These things he can't see, much with his white spots in his eye, or the tearing of the eyes he can't see. Like a Kokozi Klal. Avo Michsaraisa Loi. But Michsaraisa, Rashi says, Shechos Marisai, he just can't see so well, but he could see a little bit. Maybe the other's no psul. Because Rachmon Adak, the Torah writes no Adak, even a cataract, you have a membrane over your eye, so you could see a little bit, but it takes away from your eyesight. That's also called the mum. Now, we, because Rachmon Adak, there we just wrote the word dak, Mishum de Mechasron. Because at one point we can't see so well, it takes away from your eyesight. Avum de Rabbelisa. But the case was just on the white of the eye. Goes into the black and gets mixed up there. Loi, that there you could see good. Just that doesn't look nice, maybe that's not called the moon, because Rachmona Tavolul, Torah writes no Tavolul, even just where the white goes into the black of the eye, that's also a moon. Now, we, because Rachmona Tavolul, Mishum the Mavalvlin, our copon is mixed up in the eye, the white got mixed up into the black, it doesn't look nice. Ali Mishum Mishanisa, Loi. But Mishum Mishanisa, Rashi says, just like one eye is above, or one eye is on bottom, or both are on top, both are on bottom. Maybe since you have your two eyes and you could see, maybe there's no mum. Because Rachmona Beinah teaches us no, that even though you have the eyes and you could see, but if they're in the wrong places, that's also a mum. The Rambam Rava says, therefore, Kol Machmas Kiyusa, any type of a mum in the eyesight that he can't see so well, that's Asiyamish. That would come out from the word Ish. Rashi says, Kiyusim into the Enero, you can't see at all. Michisaraisa, if it's just that you can't see so well, that's from the word Midak. And Mibalisa, Midak, yeah, Mibalisa, any type of a mixture in the eyes, that's from Mimitovel, that there's a Mum if the white gets mixed up in the black. And Mishinusa, and Mishinusa, that's if they're in different places, the eyeballs, that's the Mibeinai. You know, learn out from the word Mibeinai. So kids say you have all these different rushes here, and we need each one of them. Then the Mishnah said another mum would be Sochi Shemesh, means he can't look at the sun. So when it says Tani Reb Yosef, Yosef learned, it means Sani Shimsha, he like hates the sun. Meaning to say even the sun ray, there's about to look at the sun itself, nobody can look at the sun. It means to say, Rashi says, Shemesh Hashemesh, where the sunlight is there, he can't look there. So that's also a mum with his eyes. Now, Zagdiyin, what's called Zagdiyin? That's another mum in the Mishnah, Zagdiyin. So Gemara says, Mokhi Rafuna, Funa pointed, Chad Medidah, like one eye is like my eye, the Chad Medidah, one is from you, Rav Yehuda was in front of him, and Rav Yehuda's eyes weren't so normal, one was bigger. So you have to say, if one eye is not so well, and the two eyes are like different, that's the mum. So, like how come using me for an example, Zagdiyan means that the two eyes, one could be normal, the other one is not normal. Next, we have a question. It says, Shichvino, Rashi says, they mean Shagaba Baruchim, means if eyelashes are very long, and they're lying down over the eye, means shegvinosav shechem, means that the eyelashes are like lying down. Zagdum, what does that mean to say? Zagdum, that means echot shochov yechot lovin, means one eyebrow is like black, and one is white. So here you see that this is Zagdom, the one says Zagdinim, so it's a different type of a mum. So when it says Tanuk, learn like this, Kol Zuga, to Leshob Ladodi, Zagdudim Korolei. Anytime the two eyes are not alike, that's called this mum. So it could be taka the two eyeballs themselves are not alike, or it could even be the two eyebrows are not alike. But as long as they're different one with the other, that's this mum of Zagdim. Then the Mishnah says, Ha Tzirin. Mashmah's dripping. What's that Tzirin? Ha Tzirin means Enov, his eyes, Trutos. So Rashi learns Trutos means his eyes are round, maybe that caused him to drip a lot. And then Vitzirunius, it's even more, the Rashi says Ogul Yaser, it's even more round. Then Doimos, Chodemus means mat, means it tears, a lot of tears. Dolphus means Yaser, it drips more tears. And Todus means even more than that, it drips a lot. It's also more, your eyes are dripping too much. Tell him learn like this. Ha Zadir, V'yahalufin, V'yahatomer. All these are mums also. That's every mum to mizav the main. There's something wrong with his eye. Now zavra, what does zavra mean? The mazer enos, eyes like mixed up. There's a difference in the eyes. Lufin, what does that mean to say? The nofin zifa, that the eyelashes are very long. He has a lot of eyelashes. Tomi means shetomel zifin. But out of there's no more eyelashes. That's also mum. Fahani, for the more question, faha begabi mumin tonilu, he will learn these things about mumin, a mum mashma, that the kohen can't do the avoidim of the raisa. From the novel, now we learned, shenosru reseinot, his eyelashes fall off, kosum of lemahasayin. Mashma, it's only kosum of the rabbonim, shemahasayin doesn't look nice, but there's no psul midi raisa. So the stira, now we're saying if the eyelashes fall off, it is a mum midi raisa. So Moses says, no, there's no stira. The Gemara enters and says, lekasha, Hodi Yishtayu Gadumi. One case is where true the eyelashes came off, but some are still left over. The roots are still left over. Then it's only Mishma Asayim. Hodi Lo Yishtayu Gadumi. But if nothing at all was left over, all the eyelashes came off, not even the roots, so that's worse. That's called the mum, that it's Enishav B'Zawa Shalaron, that it's an Averifin to do the Avodah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Enov Gedolus Kishe Ogol? Let's say his eyes of the Kohen are as big as a calf's eye, it's also mum, still big. Or ketanas kishalapas, or the eyes are small like a goose, that's also a mum. Gufoi godo mevor, let's say his body is bigger than his limbs, than his feet and arms, not proportional, that's also a mum. Or kota mevor, also his body is smaller, proportional, than his arms and legs. Choit my godo, his nose is too long, mevor, is longer than the rest of his body like. By cutting the bar, it's too small for his type of the body. Hatzaymein v'hatzameya. These are also mumim. What are these? Ezeil tzameya. What's called a tzameya? Kol she'oznov kitanis. His ears are very small. V'hatzameya means kol she'oznov doimes l'svug. His ears are like a svug, like a sponge. Means they're like curved over. She's shanikvitzum. They shrink. Now, svasoi hel yoin his lips, the top lip, oi defas al tachtoin, it sticks out more than the bottom lip. Or else the opposite way. Has tachtoin, the bottom lip, is a defas al yoin. And the razor mum, these are all called mum. Now, what's going to be the shenoshru shinov? Let's say the kohen's teeth fall out, or he doesn't have any teeth. So, possible, he can't do the avoidah. And this, the Mishnah says clearly, this is a marasayim. This is only Mishnah marasayim. If he doesn't have teeth, the kohen, he can't do the avoidah. Kitzur, Kohen has to be a perfect man. Omer Rasch, Rasch goes like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu Esther Amos Hoye. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. And the other meaning was he was 10 of his own Amos, and usually the arm of a person is like the hand until the elbow. So it comes out he was 10 Amos tall. Never the Pesuk says, Vayifush Yesoyel Ala Mishkan. He put the covering on top of the Mishkan. Now me Pirshu put it on top of Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. See, the Pesuk says, Esther Amos, Erech HaKeresh, the Keresh was 10 Amos tall. So Moshe had to be 10 Amos tall to put it on top. So it's so humble, Rav Simi Bar Chiyil Arav, in case if so, as the Yosel of Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum, you make a Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Mum. The Tanakh was learned in our Mishnah, Gufa Godem Yavor, his body is bigger than his arms, or else like Kotim Mevorif, or else his arms are smaller than his body, it's absurd. So how do we know here was Moshe was like his height was 10 times the length of his arm to from his finger to the elbow, which in a normal person is not that long. In a normal person, it's only 3 times. His body is 3 times that. The normal person is 3 arms tall. So you're 3 times that span. Here if Moshe was 10 arms tall, like wasn't fitting to the proportion of his body to his finger, to his arms, so it should be a mum. And we know Moshe wasn't the mum, Moshe did the Avoida. So when it says, oh, Malay Simi said back to him, Biyama Shakelish Kama. That it says was Moshe was 10 arms tall, doesn't mean arm his own arm, or the length of his arm, but it means to say the arms of the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan were 10 arms tall. But in Echam, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu's arm itself was more than an arm. So therefore, it's okay that he was 10 arms tall. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Achot Megodlo's nose is too big. Tony will learn Ketzba Ketana. It means it has to be bigger as your small pinky. If it's bigger than a normal nose, the size of a small pinky, that's how much bigger it is, that's a mum. Hatimum Yatzimeya. Tony will learn Af Hatimeyach. Even a Tzimeyach also. So the Gemara did not know the heavy Yodra Bonim my Tzimeyach. What's this soul of a Tzimeyach? Tzimeyim and Tzimur that the Mishnah says about the ears. Whether the ear is, the ears were too small, or else the ears are folded over. But what's this tzimeyach? Someone didn't know what it meant. So Shomu the herd who tied this arrow, this merchant, that he called me something like this: Man de boy tzimeyach. Whoever wants a tzimeyach, fishtat the kedia chaziza. He saw a goat, a small kid chaziza. When she says kedia chaziza, ozno baruchas, that his ears are very long made. Until like folds over. So that's what I meant to say. His ears are very long. That's the mum of Tzimeyach. Omer Rav Chisda, Eiz, if you have a goat, Shein lo kanayim, it has no horns, or else for Rochel, Sheyesh lo kanayim, it does have horns, even though it's not supposed to be this way, still Kshem lo gavim mezbech, it's not even a mum, even for mezbech, you can bring it for korban. Tanya Nav Yechol, we learned that, like this also, Yesh devorim, certain things, Shehem kemumim, the chur, it looks like a mum, like these things are not normal. But still, the end of mum, it's not a mum. The shirch and the malayim of mikvah, you're allowed to bring it even for korban. Abu Leib of Medina, the name of it's a bechor, you can't shech it outside, it's not a mum for a bechor. The end of mum, these are these things. A's, if you have a goat, shein look, and then even though usually they have horns, if you have a goat that doesn't have a horn, so it's kosher. And the opposite way, verochel, usually does not have, sheyesh, if it has kanayim, so it's kosher. Now, v'yatzimeyach, v'yatzimum, v'yatzimeyach. These things are also possible. We had before. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Ameima, not lo kanoisov. Let's say the keren, the horns are taken off. There's the chrusi moyim. The way the horns are, like I was showing for, there's a zachus, there's a bone from the body itself that's stuck into the horn. So if you pull off the horn with its bone there, that's psula, that's a psula. And but the ain't pregnant alayim, it's not a big enough mum to say you can be pregnant it. But it's enough of a mum that he can't bring it for korban. What's going to be not look lefan? Let's say the hooves of the animal are taken off, the zachus nimoim and the bone with it there. Then sulim, it's like a possible to bring for korban this way. But also for niftan alayim, that's a good mum that he can even be paid to the kachim with it. Next, we have a question. It says not look kind of a tlofet. Let's say the horns or the hooves were taken off the animal, the zachus nimoim and the bones were taken off with it. So psula, it's possible to be brought for korban. The niftan alayim, they could even use it to be poisoned. It's called a good mum. So it's a theory we just said before by the keren, by the horn, it's not a mum to be poisoned with. So what's the vakasha? Hodi yisak yakure. If you uprooted the whole bone completely, that's a mum to be poisoned with on. Hodi yigumigume. But our case, we didn't uproot the whole bone. We just cut out part of it. So since there's some bone left over, therefore, it's only possible to be brought for korban, but you cannot be a baal mum. You cannot be part of it. For the Gemara, the igur migumi posel. If you just dug out some of it, some of the bone came out with the horn. Is that a psul even? Or in the middle, I have a question that says pora shekaneh tlofer shcherim. You have a pora duma that its horns or its hooves are black. So the answer is yagid, cut it off. You see, if you cut it off, it's still kosher to do the avodah with it. So who you see when they cut off the horns, as long as you didn't pull out the horn completely, it's kosher. So Mar says, Tirgum answer over here, Tirgum Ziri answers, Mi'ilu Zachus, means you just cut off the horns from on top of its bone there. But the bone that goes into the horn, that you don't cut off at all. So that's why it's kosher for the avodah. If you cut off part of that bone, and you don't uproot it completely, will be possibly brought for korban, even though it's not enough of a mum to be poyed the kashrim with. Yet now the Mishnah says, Dodin sheichem shalishatia v'koyin, and his breast like hanging down like